This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think the players still respond to Mike, and that's number one. He still has the key characteristics that we saw when we hired him. He can keep the attention of a group of 20-year-olds for a whole season and you know, keep them in the fight for the, you know, the whole way. Still feel good about Mike. Obviously, if I didn't, would make a change. But, you know, if we didn't think Mike was able to lead us to a championship, he wouldn't be here, and that's why he's here.
As a fellow group of 20-year-olds, well, just one 22-year-old, I hope you're listening, Steelers, because the message, at this point in time, middle of the season especially, it's gotten to be lost in translation. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Roy Morning Show. Art Rooney II talked yesterday to the media, an immediate availability that went about 20 minutes. And the Steelers owner discussed multiple different things, including troubles with the team not winning playoff games, which is supposed to be the standard around here, missing the playoffs last year, coming back this year, making the playoffs, thanks to a 3-game winning streak, thanks to Mason Rudolph, who, well, maybe should have been the starting quarterback from day one. We'll get into that and much more. No, it should have been Kenny Pickett, but what if Mason Rudolph would have been the starting quarterback from game one? Let's get into it now.
It's hard to say whether he would have had the same, you know, same results if he started a whole season. I mean, this wasn't the first season he played for us, and look, overall, I think Mason's results as a starting quarterback in this league have been positive for the most part, and so we know that, and we know that going forward, and that's one of the reasons why we want to have him back. So, whether he played, he should have played more prior to this. You know, I'm not going to speculate on that at this point.
Positive for the most part. You know, Art Rooney, I love the Rooney family, just from a stability standpoint. But you can have stability and still acknowledge and still realize that things have to be altered, changed, different, and that there's a different way to approach things. You could still have leadership at the top that remains in place, or the same type of structure that you usually use. But if there's a crack in the foundation, you're not going to let it simmer for a while. I think Art Rooney really likes Kenny Pickett. He respects Kenny Pickett. He likes that he's a pit guy. There's no mistaking Dan Marino, one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, a top 10 quarterback. You can argue top 5. If you won a Super Bowl, he probably would be, in a lot of people's minds, the 5th best quarterback behind the likes of Brady, Peyton Manning, no particular order, Joe Montana, Brady 1, Montana 2, Peyton Manning is around the 3-4-5 area with the likes of so many others. Patrick Mahomes right now might be in that realm. Is he a top 5 quarterback? Is he number 5? John Elway? Dan Marino? Do you throw Troy Aikman in there? Probably not. If Mason Rudolph would have started from day one, things might have been a little bit different, but there wasn't a true competition last year even. It was Mitch Trubisky's job to lose. Kenny Pickett eventually was going to find the field if Trubisky struggled. He did. kind of like a lot of us expected, because you don't draft a first-round quarterback when you don't already have a guy stabilized as your quarterback and not get calls right away like Pickett did from the stands to go in and play. I'm not too confident that things would have been too different with Mason Rudolph. I just still am under this impression that the bottom is going to fall out. Did it in that playoff game? You could say either way, just to kind of support your argument. You can say, oh, the interception in the end zone for Mason Rudolph. Or, oh, he didn't do enough to be able to help them win the game. But he's not the one that fumbled at the 30-yard line. Yeah, he did throw the interception. He's not the one that gave up an easy opening drive touchdown to Buffalo. But there was some doubt, I think, in Art's mind there that he didn't want Kenny to feel, oh, it's a little lackadaisical. Oh, Art really likes Rudolph. They can still bring him back. They can still say nice things about him. But I don't think Art wanted to be too complimentary of Mason because Kenny's his guy. He's still all in on Kenny. But there's also got to be urgency to get this thing done in the playoffs. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you listen to the show on Friday, and we did trivia here on the Fan Morning Show, George Pickens and I are the same age. We're 14 days apart. Maybe George Pickens and I should celebrate together this year. Maybe next year we could celebrate a playoff win together. Because the last time that the Steelers won a playoff game, George Pickens and I were 14.
I think there's an urgency. I think everybody, you know, from myself to Mike to guys that have been on the team for a while, you know, TJ, Cam, you know, everybody, you know, we've had enough of this. You know, it's time to get some wins. It's time to take these next steps. I think there's some urgency here for sure.
You know, Art's not a guy who's very emotional in terms of how he speaks. He's not an emphatic speaker. He's not a very loud and passionate. He's not like Mike Tomlin speaking at the podium. That's okay. But what you heard there was kind of the most fire that we heard from Art Rooney in the entire press conference. Like, we need change, and it has to happen now.
I think there's an urgency. I think everybody, you know, from myself to Mike to guys that have been on the team for a while, you know, TJ, Cam, you know, everybody, you know, we've had enough of this.
We've had enough of this. I mean, that's one of the main things that stood out to me. We've had enough of this. Now, at the same time, Art, what are you going to do about it? What is Andy Weidel going to do about it? What is Omar Khan going to do about it? There's really no questioning this front office. You could question Tomlin. You can question the lack of playoff success. Okay. But other than a handful of decisions, maybe not even a handful of decisions, Andy Weidel gets a B+ in my book. Maybe an A-. Omar Khan gets an A. Trading the Joey Porter Jr., making the Joey Porter Jr. trade. Getting rid of Claypool. Horrendous. Horrendous situation with the Steelers. Just with the whole attitude problem. Okay, deal him to Chicago. You get a second-round pick. It ends up being the first pick of the second round. It ends up being the 32nd pick, basically a first-rounder. You get Joey Porter Jr., who might win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Great. Good job. Broderick Jones looks like he could be a solid 10-year NFL player, whether he's a right tackle, left tackle. I hope he's your starting left tackle. We'll see. That remains to be seen. Nick Herbig looks really good as a depth piece. Keanu Benton might be a starting defensive lineman for 10 years. The last draft was good. The draft before that, Kenny Pickett. It would have been obvious if Kyle Hamilton was there, maybe to pick Kyle Hamilton, but Baltimore picked him 6 picks ahead at 14. Just watching the Ravens game on Sunday made me think that. But we have Kenny Pickett. And Kenny Pickett is going to be the starter this year. There's not much doubt about that. There might be Mason Rudolph competition. But if Mason Rudolph comes back and he listens to Art Rooney, does he truly believe that he's going to be the starter? Because, well, Kenny Pickett can still improve. But he's still probably the odds-on favorite to be QB1 at the start of the year.
The on-the-field learning is something that you can expect progress from more so than intangibles. I mean, intangibles, you sort of either have them or you don't. And so, his ability to develop, be able to see the field and read defenses quickly, those are things you can develop with experience. And, I think you look around the league, you see that happening with young quarterbacks who first couple of years they're kind of finding their way, and then all of a sudden third or fourth year in, they, it clicks, and so that's what you need to see.
Ah, the intangibles. He works hard. He's tough. He's got a good build. He knows what he's doing. He's a tall guy, big guy, can see over the line, athletic, can move around a little bit. He's got the intangibles. We're going into year three. Yes, you could say Jordan Love sat for 3 years, played very sparingly behind Aaron Rodgers, if he even saw the field at all. He was basically just a guy you saw in the preseason and became a ghost for the rest of the year. Because Aaron Rodgers was out there winning MVPs. Kenny Pickett does not have the luxury to sit behind a guy winning MVPs. He got to sit behind a guy that won an MVP. The Nickelodeon valuable player. For 4 games. And it didn't seem like there was much learning to be had. A lot of this has been learning on the fly for Kenny. You might be out on him. I might be out on him. The Steelers are not. And the Steelers are banking that a good offensive coordinator, maybe it is Arthur Smith. Maybe it is Cliff Kingsbury. Maybe it is the guy that they interviewed from Carolina. That whoever that guy is going to make Kenny Pickett better. Is going to make Kenny Pickett into the quarterback that the Steelers believe that he truly is cut out to be and is meant to be in this league. Is that a reasonable expectation? I guess the only opinion that matters is the Steelers.
The things about Kenny that we always liked, were his toughness, his competitiveness, his desire to be a winner. He has all of those sort of kinds of intangibles. And so, what I think we need him to be is really just continue to develop to be a quarterback that can, read a defense quickly get the offense into the best, the best play for a given situation when he comes out of the huddle. And so he's, he's learned and he's gotten some experience with that. And, he'll continue to work on it.
If you want the Steelers to have a different quarterback and you're pleading, you're just basically yelling at a brick wall. Kenny will be back. And by the sounds of it, from Art Rooney, he thinks he's going to be pretty successful. Does that rule out if Michael Penix or Bo Nix fall to the Steelers in the first round? Maybe even the second round, and they can move up a couple of picks if they wouldn't do it. I wouldn't completely rule it out. Competition isn't always a bad thing. He can improve a lot of different areas. Now, Art, is there a discipline issue with the Steelers?
This is the time of year where a coach talks to the players and does, exit interviews, let's say, and gets that kind of feedback. I'd probably rather that feedback come to the coach than you guys, to be honest. But, all in all, look, we won 10 games, made the playoffs. There were some ups and downs. We have some players that can grow, like a lot of teams. We have players that need to grow. So, that's all part of it. And Mike certainly is capable of, handling that side of the house for us.
And Mike Tomlin is also going to be the one hiring an offensive coordinator. Is there a discipline issue with this team? A lot of things were covered in this media availability with Art Rooney, including the fact of what's going to happen with Heinz/Acrisure Stadium. The Steelers are in the midst of an assessment right now with the stadium to basically learn and find out what needs to be done moving forward so that the Steelers can stay there for 10, 20, maybe even more years than that. The current deal is up in 2030. 6 years, plenty of time. But if you're going to talk about building a new stadium, probably 3 years from now, that would be a realistic discussion to be had. Where they put it, whole nother question. Could probably figure it out. Is there a discipline issue, though?
This is the time of year where a coach talks to the players and does, you know, exit interviews, let's say, and gets that kind of feedback. I'd probably rather that feedback come to the coach.
I get it from the perspective of Art Rooney. He's not in the locker room every day. He's not seeing what Tomlin does in team meetings, the locker room, practices, all the above, and the interactions that he just naturally sees more than what Art sees. So I get that. But I feel like accountability from the top maybe isn't missing or lacking. I just want the Steelers to look at themselves, look themselves in the eye, and realize what they have on their hands. And what truly is going to be done to acknowledge that this team is not in any position, as it's currently constructed, to be able to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Now that Jim Harbaugh is in L.A. with the Chargers, Justin Herbert, throw his name into the mix. Where are the Steelers right now in terms of the AFC? 412-928-9370. How confident do you feel about the Steelers' chances overall next year? And yes, there are a lot of things that need to change. They need to hit home runs in the draft again. That has to happen. They need to be, again, solid in that regard like this last year, where Broderick Jones was a good pick. Joey Porter Jr. was a great pick. Keanu Benton looks like a very good pick. They hit on the first three. Darnell Washington, got to find a way to utilize him. But were any tight ends utilized in this offense last year? Herbig looked great. You need to find a punter. And that's one of the things I think that goes under the radar, was Tomlin's faith, trust, and loyalty in Presley Harvin. After just inconsistent, so inconsistent this year. What did you think of Art Rooney? 412-928-9370. I think he was decently honest. He doesn't talk very often. He was to the forefront of basically defending Kenny Pickett a little bit, still saying that he's the guy, he's the quarterback. And the last interesting tidbit for me was this.
Number one, to be clear, it's Mike's hire. You know, head coaches hire their coordinators, and you know, I think it'd be a mistake for me to try to screw up the lines of authority, let's say, in terms of how things are supposed to work. You know, that being said, we Mike and I talk every day. Omar talks every day, you know, sharing ideas, but, you know, that's got to be Mike's hiring. And I think Mike identified, you know, we want somebody that, has some experience and somebody that has, you know, let's say a track record that we can look at and feel comfortable with. And so, you know, those are the things that Mike is looking for.
Art's involved in the day-to-day operations of just everything, but it'll be Mike Tomlin that'll be hiring a coordinator. I would have liked to hear him say Omar Khan and Andy Weidel will be a lot more involved than he gave way to in that statement, especially after the just lackluster decisions. And we wonder, remember, was it Art Rooney that got rid of Matt Canada, or was it really Mike Tomlin? Mike Tomlin does not like to make moves on his coaching staff during the middle of the season. A lot of people think that it was Art Rooney, me included. After having Randy Fichtner following the Todd Haley debacle, then you move on to Matt Canada. Tomlin has to bat 1,000 on this offensive coordinator hire, because it's going to be even more of an indication of him and his staff, who he can bring on. There's not apparently going to be an up-and-coming mind that they hire at this point when you're talking to Arthur Smith, Cliff Kingsbury. Clint Kubiak's been a name that's been thrown around but has not been formally interviewed yet. Arthur Smith seems like the type of guy that you bring in where he has experience. He's not a guy that's going to be picked off the McVay tree or off the Shanahan tree, which is what a lot of people want. I would love to see that. a young, innovative mind. Zach Robinson would have been a great guy, but went from the Rams as their pass game coordinator over to Atlanta with Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris going as the DC to be the head coach in Atlanta from LA. Brought his guy along with him. Okay. I get it. Who are some of these other young, up-and-coming minds? Where is this year's Bobby Slowick? It might be Zach Robinson. And the rushing numbers were really good for Tennessee. They were like the second-best run team in the NFL when Arthur Smith was their coordinator. I think it was the year after he left. They were the number one seed. That was a good Tennessee team for a long time. They also had a first-ballot Hall of Famer at running back. But they also had Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. A.J. Brown, a receiver. Some decent players. The receiving corps wasn't very deep. They depended on their defense. It wasn't the best offense, you remember. They weren't that good. But they became the number one seed with Arthur Smith as their coordinator. But then again, Arthur Smith went to Atlanta. How much was he really involved with the offense? With Desmond Ridder, not as good as Ryan Tannehill. Our own Donnie Football brought this up. What if Ryan Tannehill becomes the next backup for the Steelers if Mason Rudolph leaves and you want to get rid of Mitch Trubisky still? The Fanoy Morning Show is presented by CGR Wholesale. It's the Fanoy Morning Show for the average Joe. Where the average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. SunChevy.com. It felt pretty cold walking to the car today. Right at freezing, 32 degrees, high of 42 degrees today. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 31. We're right in that area. Wind gusts could get up to 13 miles per hour. Tomorrow, 42 degrees with a low of 34. Coming up, Cam Hayward chimed in on the potential for Arthur Smith to become the next Steelers offensive coordinator. Also, what about Cam Hayward's contract? What could happen there? All coming up next on the Fanoy Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think if you look at what he did in Tennessee, you know, having Derrick Henry, I think he won the MVP while he was there, and Tannehill played very well that year as well. So he's definitely had a lot of success. I know last year wasn't a lot of success, and, you know, things went wrong, and that's the reason why he was fired, but he's an OC.
He did have some success, Cam, while with the Tennessee Titans. Arthur Smith in 2019. Team was 10th in scoring, 3rd in rushing, 2020, 4th in scoring, 2nd in rushing offense. So the Steelers are obviously a team that has shown with their identity. And with Art Rooney speaking yesterday, and a lot of things stood out, just the tone, the demeanor, that things have to change, and things have to change now. One other thing that really stood out to me is that he is very adamant about this two-headed monster in Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris. That he's excited for what the Steelers have in this regard. And it kind of makes sense, right, that Arthur Smith would be one of the guys at the top of the totem pole for Mike Tomlin to potentially hire as an offensive coordinator because of the success of the running game in Tennessee, but they also had a really good offensive line. Think about Taylor Lewan. Think about just a lot of the guys that they had. Remember the offensive line that Tennessee had when the Penguins were playing in the Stanley Cup against Nashville? And they'd all show up at the game, and they'd go crazy in their Predators jerseys. They're all slamming beers. Taylor Lewan's having a good time. That offensive line was really good. The Steelers' offensive line is getting there, starting to figure it out. Their right tackle should be playing left. Their center can't really snap the football. Other than that, I mean, their offensive line is solid. I think Sam Allen was good. It was really good. James Daniels had his moments. Still think you need a center. Still think somebody like Creed Humphrey, Tyler Linderbaum will look perfect in a Steelers uniform, but hindsight 2020 and some of the decisions the Steelers made, would you trade away some of the guys? Let's say you went straight up one for one for some of the guys like Creed Humphrey compared to whoever. Okay. It's a good rushing attack that Tennessee had. They were the number one seed at one point. Derrick Henry is a big part of it. That team's a big part of it. The defense is a big part of it. The Steelers are going to try to win games by playing good defense and running the football. Now, would playing good defense and running the football have beaten the Baltimore Ravens? And I know the Steelers own the Ravens. Would that have been? Let's just factor out the Ravens then. Let's say Buffalo. It didn't work. Turnovers were a part of it. Would that type of philosophy beat the Kansas City Chiefs right now? No, but how many people are beating the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes right now? Your number one priority has to be, how do we beat Joe Burrow? How do we beat Patrick Mahomes? How do we stop Josh Allen? And some of those answers come on the defensive end. And they've allotted a lot of resources in that area. They need to stay healthier. Cam Hayward was really good in that playoff game when he came back, and he looked actually healthy for the first time since early on in the season. But T.J. Watt didn't play. Mika Fitzpatrick just got back from an injury. Did they rush him back? Apparently not, but he still wasn't effective. On the offensive side of the ball, they're going to give Kenny Pickett another run. Give him an offensive coordinator. I would have rather liked them to see, because I just don't think it's going to happen at this point, a young offensive mind who can grow with Kenny Pickett. And depending on who it is, somebody that can just develop Pickett into the quarterback that he needs to be. Into the quarterback that can lead this team. And the belief that the Steelers have in him will be true. The pre-show is next. Austin Bechtel with you. Sports Radio, 92.7 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.